بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الواحد امين. اسالكم سؤال، لو اخذنا قصه حياه العذراء في دقيقتين وشفنا كده هي عملت ايه في حياتها، اوكي؟ فالعذراء دخلت في الهيكل عندها كم سنه؟ نعم، 3 سنين. وطلعت كم سنه؟ 12 سنين. فاول لما العذراء اتولدت قعدت 3 سنين مع يوكيم وهنا، وبعد كده ايه دخلت على الهيكل. اوكي، she went to the temple, she was 3 years old until 12 years old. Then she came out of the temple. وحصل ايه بقى؟ حصل لما تدخل من الهيكل مين ظهر لها؟ ملاك مين؟ غبريل. وقال لها ان ربنا هيتولد منها. العذراء كانت عايز ان ربنا يتولد منها؟ كان مدور على كده؟ لا. قالت له ايه؟ مش شايف حاجه. بتقول then Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man. يعني بتقول الملاك ازاي لو انا مش عايزه اعرف راجل؟ يعني هنا في مخها ايه؟ في مخها مش عايزه تتجوز، مش عايزه تولد. في مخها عايزه حياه الرهبنه او الحياه الوحده مع المسيح كده مع ربنا. فهي كانت مش عايزه، بس ربنا قال لها لا انت، انا مختارك. قالت له ماشي، انا عبد الله. I'm the one who will give will receive God fine, but I don't want to be that. I do not even want to know a man. My plan was to not even get married. I want like the life of monasticism. Okay? Then what happened? She got betrothed to Joseph. But كانت حامل، صح؟ فلما كانت حامل بيحصل ايه لو في حد حامل؟ يوسف كان فكر ايه؟ ان هي عملت خطيه، صح؟ فدي تحصل لها ايه؟ الست تعمل خطيه في الوقت ده يحصل لها ايه؟ stoned، صح؟ she gets stoned، يعني تترجم. فالعذراء من اول حياتها من سنه 3 سنين مدي حياتها لربنا خالص. بعد كده عايزه حاجه معينه، في حاجه في قلبها، شهوه في قلبها ان هي تعيش حياه مع ربنا، to live alone with God for all her life. God said no, that's not what I want for you. ماشي. بعد كده she even put her life in danger that she could have been stoned and she said okay fine. وبعد كده ايه؟ مين اتولد منها؟ ربنا. مسؤوليه كبيره ولا صغيره؟ كبيره قوي. It's a huge responsibility. ف she's living her day to day life, she has God to take care of. طبعا انسي بقى رهبنه ومش رهبنه بقى. It's I have to take care of him, I have to make sure I feed him, I change him, I do all these things. ليه؟ ده ربنا. يعني الام اللي بتاخد بالها من ولادها لو عارفه ان ابنها ده ربنا مش هتاخد باله منها اكتر؟ طبعا. وكل ده لايه؟ وهي عارفه كويس قوي ان اخرتها ايه؟ الصليب. اخرتها الصليب. فمن اول 3 سنين العذراء مديه حياتها للمسيح. She gave her life since she was 3 years old to God completely. All of her life. يعني استسلمت حياتها للمسيح. وده اللي عايزين نتكلم عليه النهارده. How can I do this? ازاي ممكن استسلم حياتي للمسيح بجد؟ هنا كان قبل الصليب كان ربنا كان بيتكلم. God was talking about the cross. وبيقول انا في الاب والاب فيا. So God was saying, Jesus was saying, I am in the Father in me. فبيقول لك Jesus said, يعني فيلبس قال الرب المسيح ورينا الاب واحنا كده مبسوطين. يعني show me the Father and we're happy, we're good. فالمسيح قال له ايه؟ Have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? يعني بقالي كتير قوي قاعد معاك يا فيلبس ولسه مش عارفني؟ مش عيب كده؟ للأسف أنا بحس ساعات إن الآية دي ممكن تتطبق على ناس كتير في الكنيسة. يعني ممكن ربنا يجي يشوفني بيقول لي أبونا I have been with you for so long yet you do not know me. في مرة من كذا شهر كده واحد في الكنيسة عندنا عي. He had cancer, okay? One of the he was 40, 50 years old, he had cancer. This person was a good person, never did anything wrong. So he lived his life, he was a good person. But he wasn't very connected with God. كان في علاقة قوي مع ربنا. فلما جه له المرض ده حصل ايه؟ قعد في بيته مش بيعمل حاجة. فلما رحنا للآباء رحنا زورناه كده يعني لا انت يعني انت حظك حلو يعني you're so lucky دلوقتي انت اكنك راهب في قليته. You're like a monk in your cell. انت ربنا مديك هديه الوقت فانت تعمل ايه؟ مفروض تصلي، المفروض ترى يجي لك كده تسمع افلام تتفرج على افلام قديسين. So you listen to more English, that you listen to more sermons, you pray more, you read the Bible more. This is what's demanded from you. God give you this sickness for your own good. فابتدى يصلي, he started praying, reading the Bible. His room became a cell. Then a week or 2 weeks before he passed away, he said something that I'm never gonna forget. He said, "Today, for the first time in my life, I felt that I am truly the Son of God." يعني أول مرة في حياتي أنا أحس أن أنا بجد ابن ربنا. This is a person that was baptized when he was 40 days old, that received the Holy Spirit and lived an okay life. Lived a life that did not commit many sins, but yet there's no relationship with God. So God gave him this gift, and God, and he loved that man so much. His end was, he confessed 3 days before he passed away, and he took communion 2 hours before he passed away. And God went and reached him from the end so he can get him. This is a very happy ending, like the right-hand thief. But are all the endings the same? No, they're not. Unfortunately, not. Today, if God tells me, "Abuna, I have been with you for so long, yet you do not know me," can I stand up? Can I sit and say, "Really, I know God from the depth of my heart"? Like Saint Mary, she knew God inside out, and that's why she was chosen. Okay. Saint Paul says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above." يعني بيقول لك لو انت قمت مع المسيح لازم ايه تدور على الحاجات اللي فوق دي. So if I am raised with Christ, if I'm living the life of resurrection, if I'm living the life of joy, the life of a real Christian, for me to become the light of the world, I have to be raised with Christ. And if I'm raised with Christ, I will think of the things that are above, the heavenly things, not on things of the earth. Then he says in verse 2, set your mind on things above. Set your mind on things above. But he says, if then you were raised, what happened? Why am I raised? For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So before being raised, I have to what? I have to die. قبل ما أعيش حياة القيامة لازم أموت الأول. لما إحنا بنيجي في الكنيسة, I come in church and we celebrate Easter. Can I celebrate Easter before Pascha week? No, I have to die, then I am raised. For me to live a life of resurrection, a true life, a Christian life, I have to die first. I have to die first. If I don't die, I will never be able to live this life of resurrection. You know that we die in baptism, and we die constantly in what? In living a life of repentance and confession. Like God said, if the grain goes on the ground, if the grain doesn't die, the grain is alone. But if the grain dies, it flourishes, it becomes a plant, it becomes a flower, and then it's not alone. To be able to be alive, to be beautiful and pretty, kida, and a good smelling aroma to the Lord, I have to die first. That's what St. Mary did. She died to everything from age 3 until the end of her life. And she lived the life of the resurrection and received all this glory in heaven. She received all this glory in heaven. And the proof, الدليل احنا بنعمله دلوقتي, right? Now it's very easy for St. Paul to say this. صح? When you have to die, then you're raised. It's very easy for him to say this. This is written in Colossians, في كولوسي. St. Paul كتب كولوسي كان فين? Where was St. Paul physically when he wrote the epistle to the Colossians? He was in prison. He's in prison. In prison in Rome with this crazy emperor called Nero, that he knows that he might be just behead him, kill him. And it's one of the epistles that talks about joy. It's one of the 4 joyful epistles, or 3 joyful epistles. He's in prison. Ganin, sorry, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I am truly living a life of resurrection. Because I too, Paul, died, and I'm living a life of resurrection. So I can sit in prison and write these things, and I truly mean it. And not only do I mean it, I'm living it. I'm in prison, I'm living it. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Now, if I think about it, if someone is dead, let's say I have someone dead in front of me. If I insult this person, will he respond back to me? No. If I give him glory, or if I just push him, I get to shove him a bit, will he ever respond to me? No. When I am dead, and what I mean by dead is that I am dead to the world. أنا مت للعالم يعني. فأي حاجة كده من برا بش يعني مش مشكلة. I can go on. I can go on. Being dead to the world is not something that happens overnight. It's something that's a process day after day, يوم ورا يوم كده هتحصل. But it's not doesn't happen overnight. But I have to make a decision. I will start dying to the world. The day I make a decision that I will start dying to the world is the day that I will begin to live the life of resurrection. To really live the life with God. And this is the true life. When Lazarus was dead or sick about to die, Martha and Mary went to God and told him that Lazarus is dead. Okay? He said to them, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. يعني لهم أنا القيامة والحياة والهيؤمن بي حتى لو مات هيعيش. And whoever lives and what and believes in me shall never die. Then he told her, do you believe this? Sorry, بشايف من بعيد. I was reading this once in the Bible. So I felt like he was talking to me. He's like, I am the resurrection and the life. And if you believe in me, you will never die. Then he said, do you believe this? He's talking to Mary and Martha. Do you believe this? And I felt God was talking to me. He said, Abuna, do you believe this? And God can talk to you. Do you believe this? Do you believe that he is the resurrection and the life? That if you believe in him, you will never die? Because if I answer and I say, yes, I believe this, then why my actions do not reflect my answer? Why my actions do not reflect my answer? Because you know, they say talk is cheap. So, and that's why faith without works is dead. للأعمال الإيمان بغير الأعمال ميت لي عشان talk is cheap. لو أنا بقول لك أنا بحبك وبحبك وبحبك I always tell you that I love you but every time I see you I backstab you, I ignore you, but I tell you that I love you. With my mouth I tell you, but my actions do otherwise. Do I love you or don't I love you? Or I don't love you? I don't love you. Even if I say I love you, talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. How do I tell God I want to live, I believe in the resurrection of life, that you are the resurrection of life? It's by actions in my life. Start truly telling God I want to die to the world so I can live. I want to die to the world so I can be the light of the world. But I have to show him with my actions, not only with my words. You know what this is? These are 3D glasses. صح? So we go to the movies, go to IMAX, I put my 3D glasses. Okay? God was talking, if I want to live a life of resurrection, I have to have faith first. To me, faith is the fourth dimension to life. And when I have faith, لما عندي إيمان, I put on the 4D glasses. What do I mean by that? Is that if I truly have faith in the resurrection, my actions are completely different. يعني إيه؟ For example, I have an exam on Monday morning. Someone will say, well, I have an exam on Monday morning. I cannot go to church. I cannot go to Sunday school. God will understand. You know, God is merciful. He'll understand. I can't pray at night, God knows that I'm studying. I can't read my Bible, God knows that I'm studying. The other person will say, I have an exam on Monday morning, I need to make sure I go to church. I need to make sure I make my prayers today, I read my Bible today. Huge difference. Huge difference. Who has the glasses of faith on? The one that will force himself to pray, to come to church still. He is sure that still, God will bless him no matter what he does. Some other person says, I don't have money, I'm broke, I cannot give my tithes. ما عنديش فلوس هدي العشور ازاي. التاني يقول, حتى لو ما عنديش فلوس ربنا هيبارك, God will still bless, although I don't have money, so I'm still gonna give my tithes. Life of faith versus life of no faith. So who is living the life of the resurrection? You see these two types of people in church. Some like this, some like that. The same people walk in church, the same Abuna Shtunda Gamil da Yisalli, والمناولة القربان يتحول لجسد and we take communion. Some person leaves edified and happy and knows that he truly tasted God, and some person leaves as he walked in. Is it the same priest? Same priest. Same church, same urban, same everything. Who is different? You. Me. One is living the life of resurrection, one is not. Where do I fit in all this? Because unfortunately, many people unfortunately come to church or are just Christians by name. And we're not the light of the world, we're not the salt of the earth, we're nothing. And we think it's okay, but no, it's not okay. This is not the commandment that was given to us. God asks us to be saints. مطلوب مني أنا بكديس. مش حاجة أقل من كده. That's what I'm asked for. That's what God asked for. That's my objective. I need to work towards it. With the life of faith and life of resurrection. رب تخلص. See this caterpillar? اسمها إيه بالعربي دي؟ بعرفش اسمها إيه بالعربي. زي الدودة ماشي يعني انتو شايفين المهم. Okay. This caterpillar, okay, lives a very, very, very boring life. Okay? It walks like 1 millimeter per hour or whatever. She's on the tree, eats from the leaf, okay? Has no other type of food. Very slow life, very boring life. Yet this caterpillar, what does it become? A butterfly, right? The caterpillar becomes a butterfly. Butterfly is completely different. It doesn't eat leaves, it drinks from the flowers. It doesn't walk very slowly, but it flies. It's a completely different creation. صح? Completely different. But in between, what has to happen? The butterfly has to die. The caterpillar has to become a cocoon for the caterpillar to become a butterfly. If the caterpillar had the choice and decided, well, it's okay, I don't want to die, will it live the life of a butterfly? Would it be colorful? Still nice, honey, but it's not as nice as the butterfly. This is exactly what happens to us. Like the people that are not living the life of the resurrection, they are dead. They are breathing, but they don't even know what the meaning of life is. They don't understand that they have a purpose in life. They have a purpose on this planet. You all have a purpose on this earth. God has created each one of you with a personality, and that personality matches the purpose He has for you. But to be able to achieve that purpose, I have to live the life of the resurrection. Before living the life of resurrection, I have to die, exactly like this caterpillar. Okay? St. Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. لو أي حد في المسيح هو خليقة جديدة. This verse is very scary. This verse is very scary. Because he says, if everyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. New creation, different. Different from everywhere else. So if I'm not a new creation, then I am not in Christ. See how dangerous it is? He says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. If I'm not in Christ, I'm not a new creation. We have to take this message seriously. Seriously. Because this is the difference between us, the church today. Although the Coptic church is very beautiful, very strong. Okay? But this is the difference between the church today compared to the first church. They were so alive. We need to be that church. We need to walk and be different. People notice us, not because wearing like a black galabeya, okay? Or have a beard and people think I'm Muslim, okay? But people need to see something else in me, something inside, something in my actions that makes them think. So if I my actions at work are the same actions that everybody else has, whether Muslim or atheist or Jew, whatever. If my actions are the same, I'm in trouble. Not in trouble, but I need to wake up. If I cheat in my exams at school because everybody else cheats, and I tell myself, well, everybody does it, so who cares? No, it matters. You need to be a new creation. You need to be in Christ and therefore become a new creation. So these are hints to tell you, where are you in all this? Where are you in all this? Where am I in all this? But this message is very serious. Because this is the difference between a true Christian and the one that is only a Christian by name. I'm not a Christian because I have a name tag called Christian or called Abuna or whatever. I'm a Christian because God in me is shining. And because God is so strong in me that what ends up showing? Love. There's so much love in me because God is in me. And therefore I lived life to the resurrection, and automatically I become a missionary. And sometimes don't even have to speak one word. Okay? And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Angelus et Michael bar chunani fiumui tevkane novi nane vol jefes marut in jefiot ne mevshi
ابن السماوات يتقدس اسم روس الأدم فانفسير الدم
تسكيف الله سيمون تكري وكلناتي روس كمنتي أمي تهو بامي
اسمه ريني فاسي أيها السيد ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله الذي قطع كل ربطات خطايانا من قبل الألام وكل اسم محيي الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين وشرط قال لهم receive the Holy Spirit who sins you remit or remit to them and those which you retain shall be retained. Now also we ask and enter you to your goodness, the lover of mankind, for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, anxious, far, indeed, in word, or from faint heartedness, to O Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic, and grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fiend, strengthen us unto your own good will, for our God, the glory, the honor, the many, the adoration, and you to good, good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Kyrie.
O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For yours the power, the glory, the might, the dominion forever. Amen. Hear us, Lord, and pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The love of God the Father, the grace, only begotten Son, the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and the coming in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you.
نشكر محبته وتسبونا جبريل على تشريفنا إلى الليلة. ربنا يديم محبته وديم كهنوته. كل سنة وانت طيب. بركة العذراء معك في الحضور والرجوع وبعوض إن شاء الله نشوف قدسك باستمرار. هذا النص.